And Irish Blood, English Heart, Slate before that. Thanks for them. We've got Emma in the studio. We've also got Keris as well. And I just sort of drag you in. I'm just going to test your knowledge. How bright do you think you are? And I've just worked out that you can see everything on that screen there. So I've put everything on another screen that you can't see. So you can't see anything that I'm just about to do. You've got no idea what's coming up, do you?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to play you some songs, all right, that are... How switched on are you with the charts today?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not really, no.
Right, okay.
Me neither, yeah.
How sad is that, that when I was your age, the charts were everything. We knew exactly what was number one. Do you know what number one is at the moment?
No.
No.
Do you know what, it amazes me how all these records sell, because most of the youngsters that come on the 4Ps, again, they all virtually say the same thing. If you had a choice of listening to stuff from the 1980s or stuff from today, what would you choose?
80s, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Go on, name three acts from the 1980s.
Specifically the 80s. I'm going to make a fool of myself now. Some of my favourites are George Michael, Prince, Tracy Chapman, that sort of...
Oh, look at you. You don't. All of a sudden, you sound like 35. Didn't you? What about you? 80s or today?
80s, yeah.
Go on.
Like Queen, Elton John, John Lennon. Yeah.
Blimey. See, I don't understand why the charts are full of junk. And we're just about to prove that. Okay? So, I'm going to go easy on you first of all.
Oh, no.
No, I'm gonna go easy on you first of all. You obviously need to name the song and the artist between you. All right, here we go. First one. You got it on just that.
Yeah, I know this one.
5 seconds.
Mm.
Go on in.
Is it Baby Shark?
It is.
By I don't know the artist.
Do you know?
No idea.
No idea. You don't care either, do you?
No.
No. Baby Shark, Pink Fong.
Oh.
Okay, Pink Fong is the correct answer. Ready for another one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
No one knows about the things that I've been through with you. The times I drive you nearly mental. But when you're mad, you're still beautiful.
Give you a clue. Which would probably mean nothing to you, but other people out there that are of a certain age. They've had more number ones than the Beatles.
I have no idea.
That band I've just played you then had more, can you believe it, more number ones than the Beatles. She's thinking about it.
What do you think?
No, it's fine. No.
Westlife.
Oh.
Oh, my mum likes them.
Yeah, see, I'd have had money on that, but more number ones than the Beatles, I can't believe it. Okay, an easy one. That's all you're getting?
I know it's George Ezra.
Yeah, I know George Ezra.
It's George Ezra. What's the song?
Shotgun, possibly.
Shotgun. You got that in 3 seconds.
Oh, that's
so it's fairly good. I mean, it's been around long enough. I mean, it's been in the charts for something like 30-odd weeks, which is incredible. Ready for another one?
Mm-hmm. I understood loneliness before I knew what it was. I saw the pills on your table for your unrequited love.
All right, what do you think?
Is it, like, Rag and Bone Man?
That's
or
what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, Rag and Bone Man is correct. And the song?
I have no idea what song.
Okay. Don't want to stab in the dark?
No idea.
Okay, it's called Giant. Okay. Rag and Bone Man, Giant, with a little bit of help from Calvin Harris as well.
They performed that on the Brits. That's where I recognised it from, I think.
That's why you recognised it. You're doing all right so far. I mean, you know, this is all pretty positive stuff, but... you'd still, after listening to this now, would you like to listen to an hour's worth of those tunes, or would you still go for the 1980s?
Still the 80s.
This is incredible. Yeah. And I say, I can't, you know, stress this point enough. I don't know why our charts are full of such rubbish, because there was a lot of good stuff around in the 1980s. And at Christmas time, everybody buys all these Christmas songs from the 1980s, and they appear in the charts. Why isn't that happening now? Ready for another easy one. Again, 3 seconds, and the nods are going.
Yeah,
so
we know. Emma likes Ariana Grande.
I do a bit. Okay. It's one of the only like top 40 artists that I do listen to.
What was the song?
Seven Rings.
Seven Rings. You're absolutely right. Ready for another one? Bit of a curveball.
happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for?
Clue?
I recognise it, but...
It sort of rivaled your favourite film ever.
Is it from the film that Lady Gaga was in?
It was. Yeah, you're right. It was Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper and a song called Shallow. Right, okay, another one. Ready?
Was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. Took it so far to keep you close. I was afraid to leave you on your own. I said I'd catch you if you fall.
No idea?
No.
No idea. Okay, I wouldn't have got that. That's Halsey and Without Me. And let's just go for one more, shall we? Let's try this one. Hang on, there were nods. 3 seconds.
Yeah, I know this one. It's Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Featuring?
Oh, I have no idea.
This is the one that I always think is Paloma Faith, but it sounds nothing like Paloma Faith.
Right. Okay.
Is it Nothing Breaks Like a Heart?
It is Nothing Breaks Like a Heart with Mark...
Ronson,
right. Should we do one more? Because this is going really well.
Okay.
We're not doing very well.
Let's get drunk. I'll pour my heart up to my mouth. This year's been hard for us, no doubt. Let's raise a glass to a better one. Let all the things that we've overcome.
No, blank looks.
I have no idea.
No, I would imagine you got probably 2/3 right out of all that, which shocks me a little bit. But, music is alive and kicking from today's chart. You do know it. But you still prefer the 1980s?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was your favourite era then, when you go back in time? 80s, 90s?
I'd say probably 80s.
Mine's 80s. 80s or 60s.
Is that, are you influenced by your parents?
Not really, no.
No? So you like Queen. Queen is it.
Yeah.
That's your favourite ever?
Yeah.
And you, if you had to pick a band, you mentioned George Michael there. Obviously he did Wham. There was a load of solo stuff in the 1980s as well.
Tracy Chapman's... just like in general, one of my favourites.
Really?
Band-wise, not really sure.
Do you know what? I'm going to stick on in a minute because I'm going to try and find it. Okay, there was a song by Tracy Chapman that I worked in a nightclub in Egypt once. It's a long story. And boy, is it a story how I got out of the country. But anyway, I won't bore you with that now. But I'm going to just trying to try and find a song that we used to have to play every... I'm disappearing off mic, but every Thursday evening, because that was the equivalent to their Saturday, you had to play this song, and it filled the dance floor. And when somebody came up... No, haven't got it. Oh, hang on. No, it's taken a bit of time. We've got Fast Car. We've got... you can see all of this now, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Fast Car, Baby Can I Hold You, and Talking About a Revolution. It might have been that. It's not. It's not that one. It's none of those. I'm going to try and find it. But there was a Tracy Chapman song. There wasn't really a dance anthem or anything like that, but they said, you got to play this. And all of a sudden, you'd have no one on the dance floor, and you played this song that wasn't a dance anthem, and all of these people just appeared from nowhere. And it was just packed solid. So we'll try and find that tune, and I'll play it for you in a moment.